everybody. Ayla Brown from Country 102.5. I'm here with my favorite band, like, of all time, Old Dominion. So my first question is, what is it like to be on a bus with so many dudes? Do you ever have privacy?
You don't get that much privacy, but it's not bad.
Yeah. It's cozy. Yeah. It's intimate.
Yeah.
You can't be claustrophobic.
Like, not one of you has one of those beds in the back. Is it all bunks?
It's all bunks.
So all equal. So you guys performed at the Patriots after party after the Super Bowl. Tell us something that, like, the public doesn't know about that gig. Because we all want to know. I mean, I saw your picture in front of Snoop Dogg's dressing room.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, this...
The smell,
you can really smell it. But, like, besides that, was there something crazy that happened that the Bostonians just need to know about?
I mean, it's just it's sort of a melee, you know. I mean, it's cool. It's a party for sure.
Two beautiful flower arrangements, too, on either side.
Of his stage?
No, just in the room.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Huge, like.
You heard it here first, Bob.
Yeah. Speaking of flower.
Party!
I was trying to bring it back to the center.
Right, of course. Keeping it wholesome. Speaking of flower arrangements, who here has a Valentine?
We all do.
So are you going to be getting flowers for your Valentine's this year?
I thought you were going to ask if we were going to get flowers.
No, do you have a Valentine?
Well, we just said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to get them flowers?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what you do.
I know. It really is what
that's Trevor sees
last
minute.
You go to Publix and you go, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day. Do you have any flowers left? Carnations are fine. Whatever you have left.
Daisies are good too. So this is not the first time you've been in Boston. We love you here. Is there anything that you love about Boston besides going to Gillette Stadium that maybe our listeners would know that, like, that's your favorite spot to go to?
I know what you're going to say.
We have a tradition, and it's whenever we have time, we go to a place called Mike and Patty's, which is a breakfast joint near the Royale.
It's the size of this room, so you all share a table.
And also the sandwiches that they serve are about the size of this room, too. They're giant.
So they're just big servings.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah. Why do you love that place so much?
Solid sandwiches, cool vibe, right down the street from the
guys
Royale.
Guys are cool in there.
The location is kind of like a part of its charm. It's like, it seems like it's in a neighborhood where nothing else is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
And are you Patriots fans?
Yeah.
Yes? You have to be.
Okay, good.
Somebody takes the Super Bowl twice, you're a fan.
Yeah, for sure.
This is how it works.
That is true. Is there any word on whether Kenny is going to play Gillette Stadium again? And if so, do you think you guys will be there? Because that was the best day of my life.
We have no idea.
You have no idea? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what's next for you guys in terms of music?
We're not officially saying yet. We're still like working on new music. We're kind of like going song by song, and as we get a little further down the road, then we'll decide what the next one's going to be.
Can I decide it? Country 102.5, you guys, Old Dominion, thank you so much. Have a killer show tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.